Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell is going on? DJ. Y'all bear with me, and they don't change something up on the board. Now I don't know nothing about it yet. Y'all give me 1 minute.
What's the deal? What's going on? Are we live or what?
Yeah, we live, I guess, but you know how the thing do. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, didn't do none of that.
Well, open the mic and see if somebody can hear us. So we know we're talking to ourselves.
313-0448. The mic alive. Who we speak with?
This is Mary the Woman.
Mary the Woman. No, not. Yo. 313-0448.
They help people with somebody had a pool hall, eh?
No, they had the hand up automatic anyway.
All right, well, I guess we are live. Well, welcome everybody to the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show. Keep it real Tuesday week this Tuesday. And the host of the show is finally back from his duties.
Believe that.
Oh man, what's been up?
Man,
going on, but nigga?
Man, trying to make $1.15, trying to snack on something. Made it in dough just in time from the shop. So yeah, trying to get this show kicked off pretty good.
You doing the damn Jay Barnes? You doing the damn Jay Barnes smacking while you talking?
Hell yeah!
I just got through eating.
Man, I'm looking at this damn
whole day.
Who in the hell don't put all this shit on his board since I've been gone? I'm telling y'all now, I'm deleting all this shit. We don't need none of this on the board. What the hell they got
know.
Going? I've been gone
you know
for 4 weeks,
I
goddamn.
No board.
I've been gone for 4 goddamn Tuesdays. Coming in every now and then. I be goddamn. Next time, leave them jokers in the field. Don't bring them in the house no more. You don't know that. Oh, yeah. So what been going on in the grudge game, DJ? I ain't been keeping up with a whole lot. What the business is?
Well, there's certain things I know that I don't really want to speak on. I don't, you know, I gotta let it come out by itself. So, because, you know, I don't want to prematurely speak on something, then I wasn't supposed to speak on it. So I have to listen and let people say something, and I can say, oh, I kind of heard something about that.
Something that you know. That way I ain't see it. Okay.
I know they had a good weekend this weekend with the Grudge playoffs in certain areas of the court. I know a lot of down this way, the weather ain't been that great, so.
No, not with that rain.
A lot of the races down this way, I think, got canceled.
Well, I heard this. So did they say Montgomery yesterday?
Is that what you heard?
Mm-hmm. They said both went up for auction yesterday. So did yesterday.
I don't know. I can definitely.
I know Jay Ballin said something about we need to get us a Facebook page. I ain't getting that one. I don't want nothing to do with social media. Except for this right here.
I gotta get another one because I can't accept no more.
Hey, you got 1 million friends on that motherfucker. How many more friends you need?
I'm at the maximum, I guess, that you can allow. So I gotta create another page just to be able to accommodate everybody else.
Right, so you got 1 million on them, 1 million goddamn Facebook friends. I bet you can't get goddamn $2 out of none of them motherfuckers.
Well, ain't that something? Wish I could get a damn $2 out of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Donate to the... I got a car I need help from.
You know, when we was in college one time, you know, there was a bunch of got to go, and we did a little come-up scheme. where you everybody that was in the group came up with $300 to $500, and the money that you put in, we gave to somebody. Let that person come up. And a month or two later, everybody did it to another person. But you had about 100 people in there. But we'll come up like that, boy. So when your time comes, you paid. But anyway, let me see what we got on here. I need to get used to this board. Something done changed. Don't y'all bear with us for about 1.5 minutes. Oh, I got to tell y'all about J Bone. You heard about Jay? I ain't talked to him. Quick, little girl. Who let her loose? Come get her. I'm on the show. I'm on the show.
All right, Daddy Daycare.
Oh, you're messing buddies and everything. But it cut me off.
And they cut us off.
You heard about BCI? When last time you went shopping at BCI?
I ain't got
nothing
BCI in a minute.
I don't know what J Bone is doing, what he's working on, but I hear from a source that J Bone was in BCI instead of Simon buying parts. Him and Dawg bumped into each other now. And hell, they say he slapped Dawg and Dawg slapped him. I got to find out about this. What you heard about that?
Dawg slapped J Barnes and J Barnes slapped Dawg.
Yeah.
I ain't heard that one.
And BCI. For those that don't know it, that is Barnett Performing, where you buy race car parts other than Summit.
Now, but nigga, why are you putting, you know, like when I hear stuff, I'm trying to see how far a motherfucker's going to take it.
Those are two pioneers in the game. I didn't want to throw that out there.
People are taking that too now.
Y'all know motherfucker went to Dialing Dawg and J Barnes already. Psych.
Oh my
God. Got y'all bad ass. I'm back, goddammit. I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
Let me play a little in music for a second. Let me find something. Oh, yeah, the music ain't even working. There we go.
MC DJ Button Negatives in the house. Yeah. Y'all hear? Yeah.
Where you are? The hell going on with this boy?
Bucks burn it down the street with the print pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of a speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet switch. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another
look, the motherfucker
gonna try to rob me. Well, I'm gonna show you how we do it up here in Pinky's Nook. I wasn't trying to rob you. Well, I'll bust a cap up in your ass. Now, what you done done with Day Day and Roach? Day Day is my
shut up!
Now, who sent you, nigga?
I found it, man. I got the boy screen on. I have to stop that, man.
Another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't
let me find it. Let me hear it. What the hell is that? Oh, there it is. It's up on shit on this board, man. I couldn't even find where to stop with it. What the hell is going on? All right, fans. Welcome to the Butt Nigga DJ Grant Show. And we finally got out on the little board. What's that? I ain't been on the board in about, shit, 4 months. I appreciate the one that stood in for me and stood up for me and everything. And we're going to get this thing rocking and rolling. Let me see here. So, what the Nick Grudge event? DJ, do you know?
Hello.
Yo. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, do you know what the Nick Grudge event is?
Yeah. next great thing of it is the one that's going to take over the world.
Say what? Say again?
Come back here, dog.
What the hell are you doing, Homer? Jeez.
Walking the damn dog.
How are you walking the dog, talking to the dog? Do you understand? The dog understand?
They'll understand. Open up some damn mics, man. See what else. See what some people, man. They don't want to hear us talk shit.
I'm trying to see what the hell the business is, what we got going on. Like.
Yeah, we need to know, because we don't know shit. So open up the mics and somebody can tell us what the hell going on. But we don't know a damn thing.
I don't know nothing. I'll tell you what I heard.
Don't tell us you're returning real soon, man.
They said you out here. You think you're slick, Mr. DJ Grant, number one spawner.
What's talking about, man?
They said you finna stain somebody. I don't heard.
I ain't got no oil pressure yet. Hey, listen, I ain't got no oil pressure.
Hey, ain't nothing stopping you now. They said you went to see the wizard.
We'll see real soon if the wizard know what they talking about.
Oh yeah. And what is we got? Let me open up a mic. I got to ask you a question about somebody been asking about me anyway. 773-7115. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
What's going on, Button Naked and DJ Grant?
What's going on?
What's up, Kid Rock?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. The same old shit, just a different day. That's all.
Well, tell us about the racing that went on up north this weekend. How about that?
DJ Grant, I don't know. You know what? If you can call Terry, he's the main guy that knows all about
this. That's right. And I just got to tell you, I ain't even read my test. God, Terry, I got five tests.
Terry, he can tell you everything that went on up there.
Terry, get a new goddamn phone, DJ. Upgrade. Hey, what's been happening, man?
Not much, DJ.
Hey, Terry submits, Terry, when you were talking about the Facebook, Terry said, he can't have but 5,000 friends. He said, I got 4,999 girls and one friend on there.
What's going on, Terry? Hey, you doing all right, big homie?
Terry. No, I
appreciate
doing
you
all
holding
right,
down
a
few times for me. Okay. Kid, what the family been doing? Everything lovely?
Yeah, everything's good, but next, you know, just chilling, man. That's all.
Yeah.
Trying to wait on a few of these races to get together. No, we're going we have one up here Saturday. We're going to have a big road race out here at 41 where y'all came up here before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What they having over there? Just a regular grudge, or they having a little shootout, or what they got?
Yeah, they're going to have a little grudge race. They're going to have a little shootout, a little big tie contest. You know, all kinds of shit going to be going on.
What is that now?
At US 41. Well, y'all came up here before for the North versus South.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They having a wing ding, ching ding.
Oh, yeah. So will.
Yeah. And when is that?
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, y'all coming out the woodwork now, ain't y'all?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all trying to
get it
in now, ain't it? I'm trying to figure out what went on this weekend. I need somebody to open up Terry, Mike. Terry got to be on here.
Yeah,
listen, he sent me that text. Terry, open up.
You don't know nobody's phone number. Where the hell Uncle Larry? Where he be?
Terry hit the one button.
Yeah, Terry got 219.
What Terry last spoke?
Hey, DJ,
I can't get your last phone number. 4018.
What?
4018. 219-4018. You don't see that? Oh, wait a minute. He might be telling me something. No, he said give him a minute.
Okay, all right. I said, wasn't he Uncle Larry for the third time?
Yeah, he's around last week.
Man, I ain't talking to my goddamn uncle. Y'all like y'all want to tell me here? What the hell going on? Is he sick or something?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know.
He's sick, kid.
That's what I want to know. He what?
I had a kid with sick. Kid said, yeah. What the hell he sick from, kid? Are you just saying yes? I said, is he sick or something? Is he sick?
No, no, no. He's all right. I just talked to him
the other day. Okay. Yeah, I thought. Yeah, I'm scared for a minute. Terry, I want to know who did some grudge racing up north. We know we getting all, you know, the north is at this big uproar, so I want to hear what the north doing. They got some good weather, so I want to know, since the weather broke, who done came out and engaged? That's what I want to know.
I want to know that too. But,
I ain't saying no name. I heard some people done, they retiring. They giving up. They throwing in the towel. I'm like, man.
What?
You know.
Retiring.
Yeah. I've been hearing some stuff. Then also, you know, I'm going to bring this up. I had a conversation, and your boy Little Rick said, that he was trying to engage with Brian, and Brian didn't want none.
That is a goddamn lie. A straight lie.
I couldn't believe it, but I wasn't. They said they tried to get Mike to co-sign it. I don't know if he
did
really
did. Mike co-sign it?
I can't say he really did. It kind of halfway seemed like he was co-signing, but he was dancing around the direct co-sign, if you know what I mean.
Let me tell you this right here. For the ones that saying that he wanted to run and did not run, they ain't got to worry no more about them goddamn rules they don't put in play for him. He is in the shop, and they working on it, and he will be legal to their standards. They made him put them stock strip tile back in the motherfucker and everything. He got to stop front end going back on there. And he will be ready soon and very soon. We are going to see the king. Believe that shit.
So he'll be officially a grudge car. He changed his car back up for stock front frame rails in it. 29.
Yep. 29.
Yep.
29 stiff. None W. That we always have been on. He ain't no round of W.
So he'll be a back half car on 29.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And he's going to be lighter this time.
And he said, Little Rick, who?
Yeah, what are you going to say? Who? And for the one that
Little Rick, what kind of jig? What kind of sport? I was surprised it was funny to me, but I like
and
the sound, Little Rick.
And the one that drives snitching for me and talking, and that shit they talking. Cause my butt ain't going to bet no money like that. I can tell y'all that now. He ain't going to do that. But
listen,
when he get it out, I will bet it for him.
Yeah, I
will be.
I like Brian. I like Brian. So if Brian want to do something, I chip in that way too. They ain't got where, as long as the money gets there, they ain't got where it comes from. Get over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just a surprise. I really wish I could get Brian on here.
Brian, he ain't doing no more talking. He'll be back soon.
I would like to hear what he has to say about that.
Yeah, I can get him on here, Brian, goddamn.
No, you ain't got to get him on. I'm just saying I would like to see what his response to that was. So I know, because I could not speak with confidence. I ain't going to speak on nothing I don't really know.
When Little Rick said it before that happened? Answer that question for me.
They said right before my race, they was acting like they was trying to lock him in or something like that. And I said that didn't make no sense to me because I know that could have been set up for Montgomery. No problem.
Well, he'll be back soon. They can get what they're looking for.
They act like they didn't care how he stayed. Like they, you know.
No,
I said, Brian, I said, no, we were trying to run, Brian. I said, come on now. That was the first I heard of that.
Well, set a lip to say anything, DJ. We all know that. So what this deal is about out here, Tony Wright and Cole Killer with it again. You heard that?
Yeah, they was locked in for last Thursday. And from my understanding, I don't like to report on something. I don't know the actual facts. But what I heard was that Chris Tootin had to have a surgical procedure or something like that. He had to go to the hospital for something. And that's what stopped that race from happening. Or whatever. So I don't know when is the makeup date or whatever for that.
Okay.
But
let me ask you this. He all right since he had the procedure done? He okay?
I don't know anything of the nature.
Well, I want to get a man a shout out then. You know, if any man going through any kind of health problem or financial problem, I want to give a shout out to them. And I'd like to give a shout out to Chris. Hope he recover well if he haven't already recovered. Also, I'd like to give a special shout out to Uncle Larry. Happy belated birthday. Uncle Larry just turned 60. What that was?
35. He just turned
37. Hey, Uncle Larry and Sam, hey, boy, he got all them grandbabies. He ain't saying hey. He love them too, boy.
Yeah.
He probably somewhere got one on his knee now.
Well, I didn't know that that's a happy birthday for
him. Oh, yeah. I think it was last week. I got a card I got to send him too. I ain't had time. We've been working day in and day out. Yep.
All right, well, let's open up some more mics, cause we need to find out what's going on, man. We need, you know, we ain't in the know, so we need to get in the know. Open up some more mics.
I don't have any hands up right now.
Come on, y'all. Don't everybody just push the one button at one time, man. Speak now, whatever hold your peace.
Oh yeah. What's the next grudging big race that we got coming today? What you said it was again?
That one race. You know that race?
what race, Joey?
Man, I don't damn know. The other big race, I can't think of it. You don't know that race?
Hell no, I don't know that race. I've been out of commission.
What were you starting in?
What I'm starting in. Oh, up down.
The next big race is the North versus the South, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's another race coming. I can't think of that. We might need a little help. But I know the next humongous race would be business race.
Okay.
I think that's where we might be able to see if the wizard knew what he was talking about.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They can only be one boosted king. I know.
When is Donnie Racy?
I know I'm going to get a text from Terry now.
One booster king.
It can't be but one booster king. I said, I know I'm going to get a text from Terry.
What the hell them nano one boys? They ain't been making no noise. They ain't did nothing.
And nano one always doing something now. They come on. Let me tell you what they do. Every time I say, well, look, since ain't nobody talking for them to shut it down, they bring their ass right on up and they, no, motherfucker, you ain't shutting no show down. I'm like, man.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to see what been popping out here. I ain't talking to nobody. You don't do that social media, so I ain't been on no boards either lately, so I don't know what the hell been going on. But I know everything next week. Believe that.
Well,
I got to get you back on your job. You've been slacking since I've been gone, God dog.
Man, I've been working, man. Ain't nobody really been making no major noise. It's going to happen, though. It's going to get real good, real fast.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm in the hospital getting something dead. I ain't getting no surgery, but
yeah,
I'm getting
that's
a lift.
That's another thing. What they say? These little bad ass kids. Take out my belt. But nigga, what's wrong with these kids these days?
Man, I don't know. One of my buddies called me today. We were talking and said the kid fighting in the middle of the road in that lounge. He was getting all work.
That. Mentioning names, so they were waiting on you or something ready for you when you was gonna be
who
ready.
Who waiting on me? Who is that?
Little Rick and Realtree. Then they went on said, yeah, and they want me too. Tell the one thing about it.
To the fans and the ones and Realtree and Little Rick. I will see y'all at the end of the year.
I told you to come. I said you got some things you need to do. And when you do them, you come to see them. I ain't going to be no. He's like, hurry up.
Round my body, Reed.
Listen, I got to keep it real. I mean, they on their game. They on top of their game right now.
Yeah, they on their game. They real trying to get on mine. I'm get some shit did.
At the same time, it took them a while to get where they got, and they did whatever the hell they had to do. And now they're where they want to be, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, same thing like me. Ain't a fool. Ain't so finna rush me out. When it's ready, listen, all I say is if you see me, come do me. Because I ain't nothing,
right.
I ain't done. If you see me, I'm there. Got them ring ass on. Yeah,
I'm checking my little pocket.
I ain't ready today. I got a chest. No. You see me, I'm ready. Period.
That's what's up. What's up?
Period.
Oh, yeah. Well,
let's see. You know, got to give them their props. They're doing this thing right now. So, till somebody knock them off their horse, it is what it is.
Yeah,
I can assure you that there's several people. It's going to get, ours, like I said, it's going to get real good real fast. The end of the year races this year is going to be stupid insane.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, we already at the middle of the year. And a whole lot of people still ain't even out yet. So, which means once them cars do come out, it ain't but really a few big races. Even less, if you think about it, it's only 6 months left in the year. And, you know, you probably have at least one to two races a month. So that's only at the absolute most races it can even be from now on out is 12 races. And really, to be honest, it's probably only going to be six good races. You know what I'm saying? When I say good race, I mean, like, on a national style race, probably only about four.
Mm-hmm.
Races that's going to be on, like, a national level.
Okay.
I know
well,
two I
plan
month,
on
Biz
doing
race,
a little traveling,
Biz
going
race.
To see a little everybody.
Yeah, Biz race, little Tony race should be both of those. And Dunyer, now, them three races... In one damn month, though. They all up north. But all three of those races should be pretty big races.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the World Grudge Nationals in Texas. We got Baldy's race. We got our Vice President Cole Killer. That's going to be the race of all races, I believe. That's going to be the Don Dada, I feel. I believe Baldy's race is going to be extremely big, and the Grudge National going to be extremely big. So there's still some big, big races. Come here. Some big, big races that's going to be that's
okay.
Coming up. That not trying to overshadow nobody else's races. I'm just, you know, speaking off the top of my dome, races that's just kind of out there a little bigger than the rest.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me hold one of these two mics that we got with the hands up. 708. 63, 69, everything fine. Come on in.
But naked.
You got it. You got it. What's going on?
What up, dog?
What's happening?
DJ, yeah. What up?
You got it.
What's going on with y'all, man?
I don't know it. I'm trying to hold it in the room, boy.
Wild out Tuesday. Time to get almost down.
Oh, yeah, and you knew it. Everything been having all right up there? You got them cars ready?
Oh, man.
You getting them ready?
Oh, man, we doing a little something, man. We're going to have our show Saturday, Big Sham and Uncle Leroy, at No Limit Drag Race.
Who race?
Who's
show is that? Who's race
that's,
is that?
That's Bruce Leroy and Big Sham.
Bruce Leroy and Big Sham.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Down at the
US
and
No Limit.
no limit.
You know where you came before, butt naked?
Yeah, when I talked with you,
yeah,
over the car.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's this Saturday?
Yeah, this is Saturday. We're going to have a post-party Friday night at the Celebrity Lounge on 83rd in South Chicago. The East Side Stranglers, they having a little set, man. We all going to come through. The West Side supposed to come through. South Side going to show up, represent. Have a good time, man.
Okay. What's been going on, Kelly? Like, show everything doing good?
Oh, man, it's going. It's doing what it do, butt naked.
Okay, all right.
I'm ready to smell some
guys
fucking ribs,
baby. Yeah.
I'm ready to burn some rubber, though, butt nigga.
Okay,
I'm ready to tell
up?
Somebody, don't move. Nobody gets hurt. Ooh, look at this girl right.
Yeah.
Oh. Before you ride.
Man, butt naked.
Yeah,
I was
how you
like
how
the...
Go ahead.
I say, man, I just got x-ray vision, you know what I'm saying, butt naked?
I heard that. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I do like DJ do.
What that?
Hey, be quiet, don't say nothing.
Hey, don't let that sneaky joking fool you, boy. Don't let him fool you now. Them quiet when we're one.
Hey, ain't no doubt.
I ain't making no noise. When it's time to make some noise,
it is what it is, bro.
I know what I want to say, y'all. I don't mean to butt in and cut in, but slip my mind. My mind coming and going. I guess I'm getting old. There's a local racer from this area. He had an accident. He got hurt. They're doing a benefit race from him over here at the local track, LaGrange in LaGrange, Georgia.
Who that?
Edward Miller. And he's all Ford, man. 100 die-hard Ford man. You got a Chevrolet, you can't even pull in the driveway. He hurt like hell, but he's doing good. But you come to see, you got to park on the side of the road. You got a Chevrolet. Cannot pull a Chevrolet in his driveway. Period. Well, anyway, with that being said, what he was doing, he was working on his truck, his dually, and he was outside. Somehow the jack stand dug down in the dirt or something, and the truck fell out of the jack stand, and it mashed him. It broke his arm and mashed his pelvic and mashed his muscles in the legs and stuff. And, you know, he was boogied up pretty bad from what I hear. I haven't talked to him personally yet, but that's what the people tell me went on with him. And, you know, they doing a little benefit race for him and everything, but he's living. Got a couple broke bones in the arm and the wrist and stuff in the hand, but other than that, I think he's going to be okay.
Man,
so I'll
always
give a shout out to him and send prayers. Yeah, send prayers out to him and his family. He's a pretty good dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Working hard.
Oh, yeah.
Working on the Mustangs. He's a Mustang and Fairmont man. Thunderbird to you. They'll love anything, folks.
Well, but nigga, you know, I don't mean no harm, but that's what they say about them foes. You got to constantly work on them daily.
Yep.
That's what they say about them foes.
Oh, yeah.
Them foes rough when they want to be now. They rough when they want to be. When they on the good day, they hard to beat. The Chevrolet come in, both tie them up and lay them down.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let me go to the next call and see what we got going on. 773-4309, your mic is live.
What's up, butt naked DJ Cadillac? Big Will.
Big
What's
Will.
Going
What's
going
on, man?
Big Will. Boy, look at this.
Can anybody tell me about what went on this weekend? What you say, Will? You got this info for us?
This weekend up here?
Yeah.
This past weekend up here?
Uh-huh.
I tell you what went on. Nothing went on. They went out there all so long, ain't do nothing. Ain't nobody do nothing. They said everybody was ready to run at the end of the day, and the track got oiled down, so they ain't do nothing.
No.
But everybody, they supposed to postpone it till this Saturday. Like Cadillac said, Big Sham and Bruce Leroy's show is this Saturday at 41 No Limit Raceway in Morocco. So everybody's going to get it in then, I guess.
They get a second chance at it, huh?
Right. Well, the weather's been pretty good. Today is beautiful, but it's supposed to start raining tomorrow up till maybe Thursday, Friday. But Saturday, it's supposed to look good, you know, 72, 3 degrees, no rain. So that'd be perfect racing the weather.
All right.
We should be all right for Saturday.
Okay, that's good. How you been doing,
like,
man?
Like,
how you heard from you? You been doing all right?
Yeah, I've been doing all right. I've been on the show. I've just been laid back, you know, listening in. But everything is so far so good.
Laid back, just trying to hear some real action. Ain't nothing been going on. I feel you, Bill Will. Ain't nothing. You know, a lot of people think you're just supposed to doggone create that. But, I mean, people got to make some action for us to talk about it.
So do. It ain't been none. I heard that they were down in that hole getting it on. I heard Witt and them talking about it. They had a good time. That was nice. But other than that, ain't been much. Did Cole Killing them lock back in? Did he lock back in with somebody?
I don't know. I hadn't checked the board.
See what now?
When they did Cole Killing them lock back in?
Oh, I'm sure it ain't gonna be long. I mean, the biggest thing is, I guess, Chris Tootin. I mean, Chris Tootin is a driver.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know.
Right. Well, I think I don't know why, but I got a good feeling about this Saturday. I think them boys going to get it in, so that's going to be our really big first race. Well, we had one up at Terry, had a pretty nice show, you know, but we're going to have a good time up here this Saturday. I really believe it.
Huh. I wish I could make it up there.
Yeah, but nigga, I have some chicken ready for you.
Hey, don't tempt me, boy. I'll buy me a ticket in a minute. Get you that ticket.
Well,
yeah. That man got the best chicken in the world right there.
I'm going to have chicken coming out of both legs, goddamn, when you come up to Biz race, so you need to make it up there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make that race the law, will we? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be there, brother.
All right. Well, I'm going to have chicken coming all out my legs. And then I'm going to be ready for y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me pull the Nick call up, Will. Let me see. Their hands been up for a minute also. You don't go nowhere. Just let me open the mic.
All right.
219-5258. 219-5258. Your mic is live.
I won't have to push it 219.
I guess I'll come back to
you.
You were talking. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. I made a mistake in music. I'm sorry.
I'm like BET. I know how to bring somebody out to push it. when I said that, you said something.
Hey, we out here testing. That's all.
Uh-oh. Who is this? Who is we?
It's Cold out of Indiana.
Uh-oh, y'all out there testing. Is this a private testing tool session y'all got going on?
Testing on the street, man.
Uh-oh.
Getting ready for them Illinois guys.
That's one of my neighbors up here in Indiana, DJ. That's my boy, Cole.
Okay, Cole. Y'all out there getting it. Y'all be safe out there, brother.
Yeah, we testing out this old Malibu.
Oh, boo.
What size tire y'all got on that thing, Cole? What size tire y'all got on?
29.
What size tires you got on? 29, okay. 29. Okay.
29 with a small block.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm on mute. I was just listening.
Appreciate you calling in, Cole. Y'all be safe out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Y'all do too.
All right. 708-0992. That number came for me. That's
okay, I'm going to jump up on that quick, don't you?
Well, what's going on, Butt Naked DJ?
What's,
Is that King Biz?
No, this just Biz.
Yeah, the dude can fix it. I tell you, ain't gonna be that much to fix it.
What is that?
In fact, I'll call him when I get home.
But Nick, you might need that mic. I think that's the same one, Cole, I think.
Okay, all right. I got him. What's going on, Biz?
Oh, man, just chilling. Just sort of calling in and see what y'all talking about tonight.
Well, you know, Bud Nichols asked what was the next big race. So, I mean, I know the next big race is yours. I don't know if it's one prior to yours. So if it is,
well, they got one up there.
You.
They got two up. Unfortunately, they got two up in the Midwest this weekend. You know, I mean, I wish they could just have one this weekend and one next week, but unfortunately they got a Shams and a No ET. And by mile and having a No ET, that kind of, you know, that keeps the guys from Detroit leaving because they're so close to home. So, and they got a 4,000-mile shootout up there. So, but, you know, it's going to have two good races this weekend up in the Midwest. So, you guys are going to have a hell of a race report next week. That's for sure.
Hey, let me ask you something. Y'all having a shootout at your race also or not?
Not like a shootout like you think, no. No. I never had a shootout at my race, at the South of Aiden North. Never had.
Because
there was so much grudge action, there wasn't no need for a shootout. You know, as people say, shootouts are for fillers. You know, but, you know, at both of the races, we had maybe 15 or 20 races, grudge races, average on both of those days. So we did a little something different this year. We got Tony Bynes and Donye is heading up the two team captains, and they going at it, them two going at it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, Dean?
But we got people from in the Midwest saying that they're gonna run anything on 28s, Bud Naked. So I think you got
what? Say that again.
I'm telling you, you got people in the Midwest that's saying they'll run anything on 28. So
all right,
you know. As we get closer, we're gonna
when me and Bud Nigger roll up in there. But nigga got everything on nice. I got everything on boost.
Yeah.
The thing like this, Biz, you make sure you tell them Country Boy coming to the city. And I want them to know I do know a little bit about the city. You tell them there's some holes out of pocket. I'm coming to put them back in pocket.
Okay.
So you know what that hole out of pocket mean? That term came from up north. You know when the pimps say that's a hole out of pocket, so you get slapped. And come slap me one. Slap me one. Don't get me wrong. I ain't talking about coming put my hands on nobody. I'm talking about coming to whoop some ass.
I tell you, but anytime I say something about some boots, I'm gonna get a text from Terry.
Hey, man. But Naked ain't studying no boots, I don't think. So, you know.
Hey,
it's gonna be
when I make these few changes in him, we just make a couple of small changes in. I promise you, y'all hear it from me. Every time I tell y'all something, they don't believe me until I had to show them. I'm telling y'all again, when y'all see me this time, good God, goddamn mercy, law have mercy. I hate to put God in with that kind of, but law have mercy. It's going to be crucial.
When
I don't find my problem,
paint on the car.
And we're going to see what works. Now, I ain't putting no paint on it yet, but I am going to put it on there. You know what, Biz? I'm working on my truck now. Now I got my hips and shit knocked all off. I put it in the shop. I'm working on it now. You
okay,
because
I was
going to
say, I got one in yesterday, but like I said, it ain't a dually. I know you want a dually. We got a 10 in yesterday, but it's not a dually.
Let me ask y'all something. What the hell going on with them kind of truck? Because Donye don't find me one, but it's a gas bundle. I mean, I cannot find that motherfucking truck nowhere. What the hell up with that truck?
I mean, you can find one, but it's got one and a four on it.
shit, I've been living, you know. I don't want to say no whole hell of a lot, but I can stand 40. You know.
Let me check and see what the 14s are. You know, let me see what the 14s are. I see what type of rebate I can get you on the 14. Might knock off about a dime right now. So let me see what I can get you on a 14.
Okay.
That's
right.
2014 rebate's going to kick in, ain't it?
Yeah. So,
Cause the 15's out now. The 15's going to get ready to come out.
If he didn't want a Ford, I had him a damn... LTZ, a Chevy with damn near $11,000 off. But he's on a Ford.
He ain't gonna do that.
Hey, man, you know
I'm
a normal Chevy dealer. Chevy hasn't changed their motor in 12 years. But Ford.
I tell you what, hold on, goddammit. Why you talking about my Ford now?
Yeah. How many damn tags are
on
there?
Hold on, let me tell you what happened. I'm going to break this on down to y'all.
Yeah.
Now, Ford came out with that horse back then, not that old 9899. And they just shut everything down.
Yes, they did.
They shut everything down
from
99 to 2003.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2002. You can get some. In 2000, you can get some still early model 2003 73.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she clicked over that 6.0.
They tried to put
the emissions crap and all that on them, and they went downhill from 2003
to 2008.
2010.
Oh, so you don't like the 08?
The 08, 09? 08, 09 ain't there either.
The 6.4.
They all right. They tried to make them a little better, but see, in late 2010, they said enough is enough.
They went with the 6.4.
They had to go back to the same company, I think, that produced that 7.3, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I could be wrong, which is International. They come out with that 6.7. And all I can tell y'all, that some gun there ain't nothing but the natural bone truth. Fold is back. And I own one also.
I think you're lying.
You think I'm lying? Talk to me.
I will take my Dodge with my turbo diesel and knock your Ford off. Wait a minute, hold up. I will let you start the race, and I bet you I'll drag you.
Hold on. You said your bone stop for bone stop? Or chip
Mad
chip.
Bone stop. Mad bone stop.
Nasty. I don't know. I can't speak out. Now, I wasn't even letting me finish my story anyway. Now, what I was going to say.
I was going to
give Dodge a problem now. Because one thing I can say, because when Duramax came out in, around 01, you know, that truck was all right, but it still had its little kinks. But by, say, probably 03, 04, it pretty much got the kinks out, and a Duramax is probably one of the most reliable pieces you can get, but it's just the ride. I don't know of no other truck that gives you the best feel of control when you're pulling a load than a Ford.
No, I disagree. I used to think that about Ford.
Now, one thing I can say about the Dodge, and what cannot be denied, and that's that Cummins motor that Dodge has had. That motor has been around forever, and it's in everything.
The only thing about a Dodge, the transmission uses their weak link. 15,000 flip.
You what now?
The only thing about a Dodge, as soon as you drive off the lot, you 15,000 upside down.
now that is true. They do depreciate probably quicker than and one of them. Now that's the truth.
And one of them.
Don't get me wrong. Some people don't like the look of the new Dodge. I love the look of the new Dodge. And one thing they saying about the rear suspension of the new Dodge, they say it's probably got the, as of right now, I think 13, 14, they say that the rear suspension on that Dodge is probably better than any of them out there.
Yeah.
I heard that they sold the Cummins to another company.
I don't know why the hell they would do that.
Nah, that's what I heard. I heard Cummins.
That Cummins is the truth.
That's what I heard. I'm not a I don't sell Dodges. I mean,
man,
new
you
Dodges.
You see that
so
Cummins motor in RVs? Big. I mean, that motor is everywhere, man.
That in internationals and everything.
But I'm gonna
check on it tomorrow. Get you a good deal on the LTV, top of the line, all the bells and whistles.
All the bells and whistles. You hear him, but nigga, you be in the salesman. Now tell him, you got
all the bells and whistles, baby.
He's a real salesman hollering at.
Massage your butt naked while you drive.
What the hell?
Eating in cool seats. That's butt naked.
Somebody got some music playing. He talking about that music.
We got the heated seats, the air conditioning seats, and we got the best warranty out of all of them.
What's the warranty on? Tell me about that warranty. What that warranty got?
5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Ford 60.
The Ford got that, man.
Not no more. 60. 60.
No.
3-year, 36,000 bumper to bumper, and 2-year, 24 maintenance.
Hold on, man. The Ford got 100,000 miles, man. Come on.
Man, they took it off the diesels. I'm telling you, they took it off in 2010.
65 years. They take them four to another level, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, be honest with you, man. It's really about what you like. I mean, it's really right now with all the advancement that these people done made. I mean, these diesels are so quiet now. They quieter than cars.
Oh, yeah.
They don't got no turbo lag. I mean, they just. I mean, it's amazing how nice these trucks are these days.
Oh, I get you a GMC, butt naked.
I sold my buddy a 12, and I could not believe how good that Joker rose. I had to get me one. But I'm a Ford man. I mean, that's on. But I do like the Dodge. I like the Denali. Dude, I think Mario had one of them. I don't know if he still got it, but Mario had a good looking truck. Denali, dude. They all good.
Well, y'all don't made a sales. Y'all don't so bold and goddamn done. Now, remember what these mics. Now, 1, 2, 8, 7, 7. Hop.
How that dick feel?
I'm the quarterback, motherfucker. I called the play, you goddamn. Hold up. What's going on, Wick?
Yeah, I heard him.
Well, that dick on
your
back, you need to run a touchdown.
Hey, Wick.
On your back,
hey, Wick. A win is a win, but y'all did not got them out-muscling, and you fucking knew it.
We got you.
I know you did. We were wrecking like hell. Y'all beat us with the goddamn.
Y'all got 59. Wait. Wait a minute.
They got them niggas on the other end.
Y'all almost ready with the mother cars? Y'all almost ready with the mother cars?
Y'all almost ready with the mother cars? I think Candy came by, ain't it?
Yeah,
we're
going to
catch Candy Cane the weekend.
Okay.
Hey, I've been pumping up, boy. I'm ready for you. Y'all motherfuckers gonna get it.
Now you waited too long. Now you let this real shit come out. When you come out,
real shit.
Shout it coming on out right now. Shout it coming right on my ass. So, and we ain't running you. We run you where we dead out. Ain't no, we don't want to hear all that bullshit about 29s and all this shit. Fuck all that.
Well, we got, I don't have one of them kind of calls, but I got buddies that do now.
Man, fuck Hancock them. I'm not running them motherfucking Hancock them. Them motherfuckers. Them brackets. them cars to show the time.
Them boys don't show they goddamn time. Don't start that shit. No, they
well,
do
yeah,
not.
I run one of them. Well, I have to run
okay.
them. Fuck it. I ain't fucking sure, but I run one of them.
You better, have a stop style front end up on that motherfucker.
I ain't got no stop style front end. Listen to that now. I ain't telling them no put no stock style on that shit. They doing it, but
it's shootout. No, they ain't doing it. They said good call too now. Can't get in a good shootout on that. Nigga.
You can have what you want to have on your car. You got a good stuff.
You know what I said too?
Yeah,
I got all kinds of shit going.
They did that for
all
the shootout.
Yeah, I ring they did.
I'm like goddamn it, Bad Storm. Only goddamn shootout. If I be in the shootout, it ain't gonna be with no goddamn cop.
Boy, you crazy.
Hey, he was talking that storm last night, wasn't he?
That was Bad Storm said last night. The goddamn on the shootout. It ain't gonna be with no goddamn car if I'm in a goddamn shootout. I was a goddamn go ahead then, Bad Storm.
Oh, Bad Storm.
Oh yeah. Wait, how everybody doing, man? I'm Martin there. How y'all family? Everybody good?
Yeah, we good, man. We've been getting that money, man. You the one bullshitting.
Man, I've been laid back, boy, with my head kicked up, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. That shit rough over him.
Man, we fucked them boys up down in Holly Springs, man. I'm telling you. Boy, it was lovely.
No,
it was a lovely week.
Who y'all ran, man?
We ran Lindale and them boys out of Lexington. Boy, that pot got up big, boy. God damn, that pot started at $1,500, man. We run them boys for $7,500. Boy, that was the nervousest race, goddamn, I had in a long time, goddamn. I died.
What was y'all racing with?
They cut this against the Predator.
It's on YouTube, DJ. BT put it up.
I gotta see.
Yeah, the Predator showed out the whole weekend, man. The Predator showed, man, stood up, goddamn it, like a champ. That shit stood up. We got down there, we turn around and run John Woods with the Predator. Knocked his ass off.
No.
Then we turn around and run, who else we run with that goddamn car that night? Shit, we ran the Predator three times, I think. I don't know, but I know
you think people will still start, they going to still be asking for the Predator.
Yeah, we ain't changed nothing up. So they probably still ask for it. Think we ain't going to be able to get down the track with it when we go somewhere. But that shit can change. We running slicks. Anytime we go somewhere now, we running slicks. We ain't running no fucking radio, so get that off your mind. And we're going to be flying on them motherfuckers.
Oh, shit, y'all heard it first.
So we just were having fun on the radio. Didn't want to change too much or nothing. You know, but that shit got over with. Then we fuck around. We got in the shootout. We knocked goddamn it, took the weapon out the first round. We made it to the finals. Had goddamn Sabo in the finals. And took the Predator and fucked Sabo up in the finals, man.
They beat Sabo with the Predator butt, Nick.
Yeah, goddamn. Congratulations. Congratulations.
The Predator took the money home. They said the Predator was the star. And to the president, like how Whitman was at Fat Tuesday and all the cameras were flashing on Whitman, I had the cameras flashing on the president down there in Hollywood.
Yes,
Yes, sir. That motherfucking camera was flashing on the goddamn president, boy. We took care of business, man. That was a good weekend. We won the shootout. Won about 4 or 5 grudge races.
It's good when you do all that at home, too.
Congratulations on all them win, Wick. Glad for y'all. Hey, do your damn thing, but I'm telling y'all right now.
Uh-oh.
Zeus is coming.
Hold on real quick, y'all. Hold on.
What's coming?
Right next?
Zeus is coming.
Uh-oh. What
the hell is Zeus?
That my goddamn car, Zeus. He ain't never had no name. He got a name now. Zeus.
Uh-oh. What nigga has named this car? Named Zeus.
That's it.
Not
it's coming.
Bruce. Zeus, motherfucker.
Zeus. The greatest
Zeus.
Lord it is. Zeus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But, nigga, his name in this car. The new name. So when they see Zeus again, is Zeus going to be... Zeus going to be getting loose.
Yeah, I'm going to paint.
Is Zeus getting loose?
Well, yeah. Hey, y'all, they got some things going on right now. I'm just getting a few items ironed out that has some kinks in it. We're getting that shit straightened out and we're going to let it do what it do. I promise you. I will be the fastest time ever on a 28-pack. Ever.
Ever in the world.
And on top of that, my car stopped suspension. It ain't back half, it ain't caught. Well, it called over there back, it ain't back half, it ain't none of that shit. Stop suspension, bolt to the floor pan.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be the fastest NASCAR team. And most turbo, too.
Mm-hmm.
On 28. Oh, yeah. Let me on my other mic while Wick got us on hold. 518-92. This is a local, one of my local partners. 927. Lil June, I know that you. Lil June.
Yeah.
You got you pray the one button, then. I guess it came to me too.
Five, seven, six, nine, two, seven.
I ain't talking to you, little girl.
Terry said, "You said this is a girl dress show or damn costume." What the hell?
I got to what Terry said.
Hey, that was a call I've been waiting on, DJ.
Or a car salesman show. What you say now?
That's a call I've been waiting on. That goddamn call.
Huh?
Hello, fresh in a minute. Hello, fresh in a minute.
Oh, who is it? Where?
Yeah. Wait on that goddamn call.
Wait on that call for Saudi. Not for Saudi.
We gonna start with that old saying, DJ. What your name is? I want him to say, Shawty. We are gonna fuck him up. I just see that. We gonna fuck him up with that goddamn Shawty car.
Who is it?
All right, let me go to the next one. Lil Junior, you gonna open up your mouth and say something? 706-927. I guess not. Muted mic. 478-8870, your mic is live.
Hey, what's going on, fella? What's going on?
Kenny.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Yep. Who are all them little kids hollering in the background?
I don't know, and I got to.
All of them ain't mine now.
you can always tell when you step on the toe, everybody got their own opinion about these damn trucks. I'm getting truck ticks. Y'all know Chevy the best.
Y'all know Allison
transmission. Oh,
damn
man.
Right.
The transmission ain't pulling the damn truck.
Hey, look here. That Allison is a man. Y'all already know that.
All they do is put the best transmission behind that new Ford motor, and they got themselves a real live truck. Like I said, all them damn trucks good, man. All them trucks good. You got to like what you like.
Man, Ford got too many problems.
They had too many problems. They tell you, don't
buy no 6.0. Be careful when you buy a 7.3, all that bullshit.
They ain't never told you
to
buy no 7.3 now.
Hey,
hell no, can you throw one in and
then. Hey, look here, just get you a Dura Max and be through with it.
Man. You throw one in and then can't be careful when you buy a 7.3.
I take a Dura Max and drag it through the mud. I drag a Dura Max through the mud, baby. I don't play. You heard me. Nobody get hurt.
What he got? What he got? A Dodge.
Hey, but
I got
nigga,
a dog.
But nigga, man, just so full call went back on from the show. He said he called him back.
Man, the front end from a Dodge to fall out under you, man. You,
I ain't never had no problem with mine. I'm a Chevy man.
You got a lot of well. You know well up under a lot, do you?
Up under what?
Do I what? Well, what?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the upside down key with that dog.
I don't know nothing about that. Yeah, okay, upside down key.
Yeah, all right. Man, dog just straightened up that front end. You know, it used to be used to go down the road sideways.
Well, they used to. They ain't doing it now. Dodge is the roughest thing out there. Dodge and Ford. Look down south. Y'all see what you see? What truck handling road down there?
All you got to do is see what truck you see out there pulling shit.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm willing to put my money where my mouth at. I got $1,000. Say I let you start and I drag you.
DJ, yeah. What'd you think about the school buses now? And it got an Allison transmission behind it.
That's it.
It ain't got no Duramax up on the front of it, though.
Now, don't get me wrong.
But the thing what we got to look at, though, ain't man, what all these motors are imported into these trucks.
Right.
Because Dodge don't make Cummins. Ford don't make International. And... Now, the one thing I can say, I think about shit, now I think Chevrolet make that Dura Max, though, don't they?
Isuzu. The engine is Isuzu.
Yeah, it was Isuzu.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Isuzu. Okay, see, I'm getting school tonight, too. Yeah, Isuzu is a good motor, too.
What is it, Isuzu? Isuzu.
See, hold on, Kissy. That sounds too much like butt naked car new name, Zeus. He thought you were saying Isuzu. He thought
that
was... Back on, butt nigga.
Man, I ain't going to say that. Butt
nigga. Yeah, I got that call, DJ, man. Looking good, man. Looking good.
Hold on. And that's the shorter car.
Yeah, they looking good. They done pissed my man who working on it off over there. They done pissed him off, man. That's good.
They're good. Made him go into overtime.
Yes, sir. He said he finna work overnight, goddammit.
He's out of here.
Boy went in the shop.
Whatever you can get your engine built and people like that, when you get their hands hot and they wanna go too, well, that's when it's gonna get good.
Well, some boy went over to the shop and seen the car in the shop, right? It ain't a whole lot of work he gotta do. He gotta mount the trunk, mount the hood, put the wing on. Put the windows in and some knickknack shit.
Man,
that motherfucker far from being ready and told some people that and this and that. Yeah. And he said, God damn it, he finna goddamn, I'm gonna show him far from being ready.
That's what I'm talking about. I know you're like, yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, them motherfuckers saying that.
What, baby?
Because I'm the type of person, I try to be a little lenient toward with this racing exactly. shit. Because I know this shit get you kicked out your house, man, all kind of shit going this shit.
Man,
so I don't be trying to just be pressuring no motherfucker about this and that, which I want my shit bad in the motherfucker. But I try to be, you know, he help us on a lot of other stuff going with
there you go.
This
I'm
and that.
Same,
so
I'm
I try
same
to build
goddamn
up.
Well, you got you just do it. Let them do what they want to do. That way, when they do get on your shit, you know it's gonna be right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but I can't wait to call that Johnny Toner right now, man. I want to call them motherfuckers out so bad. Boy, I can, man, I'm telling you, I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna kill Johnny.
With
huh?
Hey, I ain't cutting you off or nothing, but I thought I heard Butt Naked said before the year you gonna get your passes on 28, right, Butt Naked?
Yeah, right.
I believe. But the thing of it is, Kenny, he ain't gonna be able to just run cars that's on 28. I mean, he got to run everybody. He can't just run cars that's on 28.
Yeah. I'm in the car. That's a lie. I
said
I'm gonna be the fastest on
28.
He
said he's gonna be right, but ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying you have to run some 29 cars.
I say the same damn thing, but it that's what you're supposed. If you're not building your shit to be the best and be the best, then what the fuck you doing?
Yeah, that's just like Realtree came to Holly Springs and he put a radio on that bitch and couldn't get out his own goddamn way. He put that mm-hmm. slick on that bitch and went fast, goddamn it, then we probably ever went down there. But that's what he fast on. So if he don't have to run no 28 car, no 275 car because he on a 28, he can run 20, he can run whatever he think that's fast enough to beat him. And your car mm-hmm. should be just as fast as any 29 car or any car.
You got to be really
yeah.
fast,
yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you, but nigga, if you fast on 28, that means you fast on 28. If he fast on 29, ain't nothing wrong with you running him.
If you want to,
now I'm just telling you. Because you're going to look, you're going to vary your races. You're going to vary. You ain't going to have no motherfucker on 28, but Realtree. He'll race you. Okay, CC, you know he ain't gonna run no motherfucker. Us, we'll run on 28. Terry Newman run on 28.
It'll be a few. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's just gonna be a few.
It's
gonna be a few. When you get into that elite bracket, you borderline. You got to be able to cross over, do both, and run 28 and 29.
Just like you told me, am I gonna run Hancock and the Mustang and all that? Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to run them. I mean, I don't want to because I don't know if I'm going to be that goddamn fast, but that don't mean they're going to be that goddamn fast that day.
That day. There you go.
See what I'm saying? So, shit, fuck it. I'll try. I ain't going to train up for no life savings now. I'm going to tell you that right now. 3,000, 2,500.
Yeah.
I run them, you know, just to see where I'm at, just to see if I can beat them because you ain't going to know you can beat nobody until you race them.
If you feel some type of way that day, fuck it, come on.
Yeah. So, I ain't got no problem running Hancock them. I'll run them. You know, we will meet up, and there it is. We're going to race.
See,
I'm going to run any motherfucker that asks me to race.
That's what road racing is all about right there. That's what it's all about right there.
Like I told Tony right now, I'm going to run anybody that asks me to race.
If you really try to go,
what's
you
up?
Ain't got no problem with you. If you had the track, your car running good, you feeling good about shit, try something, man. Shit.
Yeah.
If you on your game, try something.
Yeah. But nigga, you should be just as fast as any 29 car. The people you got surrounding your car, the type car you got, I don't see you being no fast, no slower than a damn 29 car. I just don't see it.
You right in there with the mix.
I mean, I'm just serious.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see what it do. I might swap around a little bit. I gotta do a little this and that and the arts. Then we're gonna see.
Now, if you play in your cars right, tell them motherfuckers you ain't gonna run no 29 cars and all that. I can understand it because you don't want no motherfucker feel like you that fast and this and that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you gonna have to try some of these 29s or whatever the fuck they got on.
At the end, I don't
give a fuck. I ain't gonna, because you ain't gonna get no motherfucker to put what you. They're like Lil Rick, Realtree put on what I go fast on. He couldn't go fast on it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna get everybody to put on.
If he had a tuner there with him, they
get. He's a damn tuner. He's a goddamn tuner. Lil Rick is the tuner. Yeah. Lil Rick, the tuner motherfucker you want to meet. Lil Rick, a bad motherfucker.
He got no information on that goddamn tight end.
Well, and really, when you put that town in Holly Springs, you really supposed to automatically go down. Now, he was going, he was getting to 330 feet, 400 feet, but he was blowing them all way out there.
And we got some shit coming on out there.
So once he cut that damn slick, once he put that slick on, shit, he wanted them to do him a throwing flames out there. He wanted to do him a throwing flames out there, goddamn.
That was the DJ, DJ Lee, had some shit coming on out there.
Hell yeah. And Mike Hill had been telling the whole race, man, put on what you know about. Take that radio off, put your slick on. And shit, at the end of the day, he went on and put that motherfucker on and shit. He did what he supposed to do. He just put it on too late. Well, he beat us, you know, so it wasn't all the way too late, but it was too late for the shootout.
I can't say nothing about them. They're a race. That's why I can't, you know, I like their competitive nature and they have to go. So you can't have to go other than that. That motherfucker
yeah,
fast and
they're
a fucking race.
Yeah, they fast and they're right. But I'm gonna get some get back. He gonna give me some get back. And it ain't gonna be just as easy this goddamn time now.
Ain't gonna be no
case. Before we race, I told him. I said, man, I'm gonna need some gas money. I said, shit, I'm finna give it to you. You can ask him that for the race. You can ask him that for the race. He said, I'm gonna need a little gas money for coming down here. I'm finna give it to you. Shit, you finna get it in just a minute.
You finna earn it.
Yeah, he ain't really earning it. Hell, shit, that was easy motherfucking shit gas money you can get. Who make $1,000 in 4 seconds?
not many.
Shit. I don't know who make that. I don't think none of them rappers or none of them motherfuckers make that. That's why I love
group. We don't need Mike. I just need to get back to the board. Let me move a couple of these mics. We got two of them. 219-4018, your mic is live. What's up? what up?
Hey, I agree with Whit 100%. If you think you got a chance, then race them. But I ain't racing for fucking I ain't putting up $10,000 and
no,
all that
other. I ain't doing that.
$2,000-$3,000 and you know what I can afford, but
that's
I
it.
Ain't putting myself in jeopardy trying to put up that money.
Like I said, we ran them boys 7,500 shit, man. I was sweating like a motherfucker. I was so happy when that light came on. I believe that's goddamn. If my lights would have been out at home, the light coming to cut me off, I was gladder that light come on than my light come back on at the house. Goddamn the shit. And them boys goddamn it brought a lot of action. And they stood up for what they said they were going to do, and they going to come back. They're going to race again, you know. I didn't put it on them where they don't want to race no more. It was tight. It was tight down there.
Yes, that may be a good rematch.
Yeah, it'll be a race again. They might get it.
A most anticipated rematch.
Yeah.
Never get a race like that in the close. Hell yeah.
Well, what's up? So,
well, I'm glad y'all cars coming together and to come on out with, because I know – we're going to shake up these damn guys at D29 at the tie and make them come on out the bush a little more. Because I know goddamn Johnny
Johnny and Tony Wright ain't going to do shit but run their goddamn mouth, ain't going to raise nobody, going to talk a lot of bullshit, and ain't going to raise nobody. I don't know why these boys, like they asked Candy Crusher to run their weekend. Candy Crusher just don't know that's easy money. All you got to do, the man probably ain't going to make it. If he do make it down the track, okay, he beat you. You say he couldn't beat you. But what if he don't? Shoot, that $1,500, $2,000, easy for you to see can you beat him or not. If I was over there, goddamn, I heard of him going to jump on Tony Wright. He'd be the first motherfucker out, right? I told Tony Wright yesterday, I said, Tony Wright, Nick, me and you ain't got to do no talking next time I see you at the track. If the Predator, the only thing we got is the Predator at the track.
God damn.
And we see you, we're going to run you because we didn't talk long enough. I don't even talk to people this long about no reason. We either be done got it on or we ain't talking. I ain't got nothing to talk to that man about. Number
whatever you show up with, you run it, with.
Whatever we show up with, I talk to my team. I said, man, when we see Tony Wright, ain't no talking. We're going to run that man whatever the fuck we got at the track with us.
God
fuck
damn.
It. That way the talk can be over. Ass whooping ain't gonna last but a week, but nigga, that ass whooping we gave you, you was sad about a week, and after that you brushed that shit off. You said, and them motherfuckers really can't beat me. I can beat them. It don't last long. I don't know why these people don't want to get in this motherfucker and
that
get in the kitchen.
There you go. See, you preaching.
Man,
out.
Let me
you
tell you something. You know what it is? I'm gonna be real with you. These guys hate to lose. Somebody got to lose them. You ain't going to win them all.
That's the problem.
You are not going to win them all.
That's
and they
the
can't stand
problem.
To take no
There's
law.
Too many motherfuckers
you know what?
To get in the ring because they don't want to. They don't want that hell.
Yeah. They don't want to lose.
All that don't kill you make you stronger, homie. It just make you bet on your
listen,
game.
Man, listen, man. Just like you gave Chemo his profit. The thing is, people going to respect you more for losing
for
if you
bring
don't race
action.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring in some action, man. If we want to see, you. Right. And like I said, it takes nuts to get on up there, put your money up, and race these cars. You gonna get the car. But I mean, don't nobody like no fake race, fake ass.
No, nobody. Fuck all that shit. If you got a race car now, my thing is, why you spending all this goddamn? Now you people spend their money on what they want to spend,
exactly.
And I don't give a damn. I fuck with race cars a long time. Man, that's a bunch of money to spend in the damn in some man, and you don't race. Now, if you can't afford to race it, I would suggest get out of it. Ain't no sense to have that money tied up in this shit, and you can have it in your pocket. Now, that's just me. If I feel like, man, I can't afford to gamble
exactly.
with these boys, I can't afford to travel.
You gonna break some with man shit?
Yeah, you scared you gonna break some and all that, and you might be worried. Hey, when it gets better, I can do better. That ain't nothing wrong with that, cause some things go up, some things go down. But goddamn, if you feel like goddamn it ain't gonna go back up for you, shit, get rid of that shit. And then when they things do go back up, get you a nothing. Shit,
get nothing. Get that motherfucker. Somebody gonna put.
But one thing about me, I ain't scared to sell my shit and do all that shit if I'm fucked up. Because see, the first thing gonna holler when you sold it, oh he broke, he ain't got this. But see, they'll be lying because when you sold it, that means you got money. Oh, goddamn it, I ain't scared to goddamn get rid of mine or whatever I got to do to make take care of the real business. But at the same time, when I got that motherfucker, I'm gonna be racing it. I'm gonna promise you that. I ain't gonna be taking no goddamn all 6 months and 4 months, we ain't got it dialed in yet and all that shit. That's a lie. I got everything on that motherfucker to go down the track. I can bank it, I can progress it, I got degree it. I got all that shit, race pack, everything. You motherfucker can't get this motherfucker down the track within a couple weeks, and shit, y'all can get y'all shit together. Because get what? I'm going to lock a race in, and when it's locked, it's locked.
Hey, what's the difference from a grid and a 75-31?
They basically are the same, but the grid is way more goddamn, it's way more functional. You can use it a whole lot of different ways. Now a bad motherfucker can take that 75-31 and use it like a grid. It's just hard to do. But the grid is an easier way of doing it. The grid is the bad motherfucker. The motherfucker tell you don't get the grid.
That 75-31 can be obsolete. Cause when they sell out, what's in these stores, it's over. Cause they don't even make that bit no more for the one that don't know.
How much is
the
grid?
It should about the spot. Money, man. $800, something like that.
I seen somebody had one online the other day for $375.
I don't know if that's everything to go with it, Biz. It's a few things you got to get, go with. I think everything with it is about $800. I can find out, Biz. I can call Memphis Performance tomorrow and tell you they're gonna give you the best price on that motherfucker. I can tell you what everything to update it and everything what it'll cost you to put the grid in there. And all them boys over that way, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, all them boys running grids. All them boys got grids.
No, hell, I just got it. I ain't been had it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of them guys over there just got it, but I'm saying they got it now. All of them got it. You can goddamn it, safe answer, you look at your race pack and you see some tires shake or the motherfucker trying to knock the tires off about 0.5 out, 0.5 out. You can take that grid and you can pull a timing out and you can make your own little graph right there where he's trying to do something crazy at, and then you can ramp it back in I say 07, 08, some shit like that. I ain't real, I don't know a whole lot of that, but I can give you a kind of example of what they tell me.
Goddamn, Rick taking y'all out of the school tonight, man. Y'all better listen. He's talking some good shit.
See, I ain't scared to tell no motherfucking nothing in Grubbs Racing. The one thing about me, I ain't going to tell you no lie and on knowing and all that. I ain't with that. I'll tell you what's up.
We're just preaching tonight, y'all. Y'all better be taking some pencil and paper, man. I'm telling y'all, that man's talking some good shit right now.
Yeah,
it's all about
man.
That power management, man. If you don't got a mother that know what they're doing and know how to use the type of shit that we're talking about on this phone,
y'all better get
together, man.
Yeah. That's why them boys flying down that goddamn track, because they got that motherfucking they work. And that grid, you really ain't got to have no Progresso or no bank system, really, if you don't want to. If you got a motherfucker who really know how to work that motherfucker, somebody like Stevie Jackson or Phil Shuler, motherfuckers like that, you know. Like Phil giving a class on it, you know, online. Y'all better check it out.
And that's good. I give his props for that.
Yeah.
Even though my buddy Hancock going to bust his ass.
Yeah. Hancock a bad motherfucker. I got to get them motherfuckers their props. They hadn't touched but nigga car all day and come right in that motherfucker and went straight down.
You saw that, now? You saw that, didn't you?
Hell yeah.
That's talking bad motherfucker, man.
Yeah. I got to get him his props, man. He come right in there, goddamn. They raised me off the second pass. Hancock, they made one hit.
Man.
And then they raised me out. That's
motherfucker, man.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, I got to give him his props now. But I put that dick on his back, but I still gave him his props. Dick Hancock, you got that dick on your back too, Hancock.
Where you at?
I'm sure you're going to get the
dick on your back, damn it. After all the problems I had all weekend long, I told you, we were going to ring. I said, let me get one more hit.
That was all about that. Where we
For the one that don't know, let me tell y'all something. That man told me. I told that man, he said, "But nigga, you ready?" I said, "No." I said, "We ain't ready." He said, "What you gonna do?" I said, "I ain't playing no puck out. I'm gonna ring your ass. I need a little bit more time. Now, the lockup for 9 o'clock. Now the lockup money. Now he said, "Go and get your car ready. We're ready when you get ready." More motherfuckers wouldn't say it that shit. I get it.
That's what it's all about, man. That's a true grudge race that's trying to race, man. He ain't trying to get no punk out money. The man trying to go. That's the type of grudge race, I didn't have to say that, but
I feel like I needed to say that
you don't want nobody money. When they have
That man wrestled with his car all day, you know. Now, I would have took the punk out of money if he wouldn't have raced me at the end of the day. Yeah, I would have took it then. But like I told him, go on, get your car ready, man. We got enough time. We'll run you when you get it ready. And he said I'm gonna get his other guy a shot, another shot. Like he tried to keep it real with the people he hired. He said I'm gonna get him another shot at it. And he said if he don't get it, I'm gonna pay him, and then I'm gonna let my normal guys fuck with it, and shit. They went out there, they made one hit, and it wasn't no hell of a hit. I ain't gonna tell you, it was, you know, the car was kind of moving around and did some funny shit, and shit. Hancock said shit. I said, well, y'all gonna do it? He said, yeah, we gonna do it. Let's do it, and shit, and we did it.
I ain't gonna tell no lie. I knew someone. I heard the motherfucker in the burnout bar. I said, shit. I know who done touched that motherfucker. I ain't got that. I was just
puzzled though, but nigga, I really would like to know what Lil Mo had did to make it start popping like that. I wish Hancock.
Let me say that before you say it, because what we gotta realize though, I mean, and one thing what we all gotta realize, can't one tuner just come in out the blue, and a car that's already been doing this thing, and he's coming in and just makes them. Because it's, you know, he has his own way of doing things, and Hancock has his own way of doing things. So we can't.
Exactly.
He didn't have a problem with the wool.
It was a spark plug we put in there. It was a spark plug. They were new, but they were bad, and we didn't know it. You remember I can't got that own meter from you?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was spark plug bang. Brand new plug. But
right.
You know,
well,
it's just like, when you come from Memphis, to Montgomery, it's more time I came from Memphis to Montgomery. Y'all came to different paths, but y'all ended up at the same place. See what I'm saying? One guy ain't gonna tune like the other guy. You know, everybody do something different. But long the end result is the same.
One thing you got to look at too. You know, Lil Mo had to wrestle with the car not going straight first before he could even
right.
get
Hell
to
yeah,
the point of trying to tune.
Right.
You know,
right.
So
let me tell you something.
A lot of,
that man worked his ass off to get that car to go straight.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm It couldn't even roll 1 foot. Somebody can roll 1 foot.
Absolutely
try to
right. Absolutely right. That's why you got to
keep not only him. Wait a minute.
Keep shit,
not only him,
shit
his wife up under the damn car measuring tires and shit too now. She played a big role in that. You know?
Yeah, I like Lil Mo, man. That's why I really wanted to know. Was it something Lil Mo was doing? I felt like Hancocking him. If it was, maybe, I don't know how everybody don't want their secrets to get out. Maybe they could have just told Lil Mo and deal with the problem, what you was doing. Because Mo's a good guy, man, and I really like him. And he make cars go fast. I mean, he really do.
Yeah,
he good at what
true.
He do.
That's true.
But Hancocking him might know something he don't know. You know, he might know something they don't know.
Every tuner got their own way of doing things. I ain't never been to, and I've been around a few. All of them do shit different. Every single one of them.
Oh,
they all got their own.
You know, you know what? The man came down, he did his job, got the car to go straight. We had a couple issues with the car, and that basically it. But hell, the man treated me fair. He talked to me nice and showed me some things, told me some stuff I didn't know. His wife and his daughter were good people, you know. I had a wonderful time. I didn't know I was trying to get that race in with y'all, and that's all the world here. Spark plug bad. With no hard feeling about nothing, hell,
I know. That was one thing, and I'm going to point this out, too. What we got to realize, too, now, I know I seen you. That's why I ain't come around you too much while you're over there, butt neck. I know when you're fussing, when you're not fussing, but when you're fighting with a car, all day that shit is aggravating. I seen it in your face all day long. I seen that. You know, I felt bad for you, but I know you never gave up.
No.
And that's how you got
to
do it.
That motherfucker all day, but we got it.
I know it.
We got
people got to realize, too, especially when a joker having issues like that, leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah. We had a problem with King Kong like that. And we wrestled with that car. He had a pop in it when it go to high gear, right before it go to high gear. And we wrestled with that motherfucker for 4 months. And Gene kept telling me, take the nozzles off the nitrous and spray them, you know. And spray. You know how you can take your nozzles off your fog and just spray and see if everything coming out. And I never did do that because I said, well, my people was telling me that ain't going to do that or something, you know. And I messed around and took the nozzles off one day in the shop, me and Kenny, and sprayed it through. And one getting on nitrous through there. And that was the problem.
Ain't that crazy? One of them just getting fuel, making that bitch pop.
Yeah, making it pop. Making it pop.
Oh, yeah.
That line was
like
stopped up. It had a piece of metal in there.
Damn.
Now I'm doing that one time.
And
shift. You said when your old shift, mine was doing it. Right,
right for a shift.
One time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right for a shift. Right for a shift. It'll
pow.
Pop the end of the shift.
Mm-hmm. Pow. What the hell is that? Pow. We couldn't never figure that motherfucker out.
We could have hurt the motor trying to find the problem
here. Trying to find the motherfucker. Trying to think this and trying to think that. And that's the crazy thing, see. But that's when you're dealing with motherfuckers that done ran into a gazillion type of problems and a gazillion type of issues to make your shit be easy.
You know what? That's why I tell the cats, so when some of them, I had one call today. He said, butt naked. I said, yes, sir. He said, you got a minute to talk? They were getting more. I said, yeah, I got a minute. What's up? He said, you know what this is? I said, no, not really. He told me who he was. He told me what he was trying to do. He said, now I ask everybody else out there about this and that, and they won't tell me that. I said, man, I ain't got no problem with it. He said, where you buy it? I told the man what site to go on to get this, and he ain't got to go away to summit to get that. If he got to have it now, he ain't got to order. I told him where to go. That man said, you know what, man? I'm coming to your shop tomorrow, which is Wednesday. He said, I'm coming over and let you go there with me get this stuff. He said, man, I so appreciate it. I give you something. I give you $75, $100. Man, you ain't got to give me a quarter. He said, man, I so appreciate it. Nobody won't tell me that. That man got a nice car. That man got a hell of a car. It's a new car. But yeah, he don't know a whole lot. And that man called me and me some shit, man. He said, people won't tell him nothing. I said, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. You want to help another man out? The man don't spend all his money. Y'all don't really see him hurt, tore up, broke. Didn't help the man out. Hell yeah. Only thing he wanted was a couple of odds and ends, and he didn't know where to get them from. So it's still something that don't say it. Something do not say it. You got to get from, like, Jerry Bilker or either some of them guys like that. Tim McCannis and them guys like that. You got to get that stuff from them guys. And he didn't know where to get it from. I told him, hey, get that from Jerry Bilker. I said, I got one, but I got to find it. Hell, I ain't seen it in goddamn since I rigged the urn car in Montgomery. I don't know where it's at, but I got one. And I said, I look for it, I find it. I gave another part of my shit the other day. He said, homie, I sure appreciate it. What I was, you know, but then y'all go ahead, pass it forward to the next guy. That's the way I am, you know. Hey, I've been needing help at that track sometimes. So when I'm at that track scuffling, I want more going to help me out. Give me a wrench. Cool my damn motor off. Blow the blue on the damn torque converter. Anything. Shit. We all need friends in this game, homie. Believe it or not. If you want to laugh.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Yeah. So it is what it is. I'm back at the board. I got some more calls. Let me open up these mics. 313-4595. Your mic is live.
How's that, bud?
Okay, all right. What we got here? 313-0178. Your mic is live.
Hey, my
market.
Can you tell me
where
to purchase
some horsepower
from?
Chemo.
What the fuck you doing,
Chemo? Take your
ball
out your turbo.
Hey, what up, Chemo? Ain't too much to say. Gonna show everybody what to do. Shit.
Yeah, I'm a motherfucker. I ain't what it's about. Oh.
We're giving out the good stickers, ain't it?
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo, I'll give you a little help. You got an NLR in your car?
I got a what?
NLR, I think that's what it is. What is it, DJ Grant, that NLR or something like that?
NLR, what the hell is that?
No, he's talking about
the progressive. The progressive. For the turbo.
Man,
the boost control of the...
AMS,
man.
AMS. Now, they got one called NLR, too, now.
Oh, they did. It's something else. I think that's that. Which one is that?
That's the good one, because they got it for nitrous cars, too. They got it for nitrous cars, too.
Yeah,
they got
it.
They got
it for nitrous cars, too. No, not
MSD. Nah,
not
MSD.
It's the NLR.
AMS, you can use, it work nitrous too, though. AMS work nitrous too.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. They got a new system out too, the EFI shit. Harley. Harley got a nice system out that everybody changing over to.
You know about that Unleash shit, DJ? Unleash?
Unleash?
Yeah. Randy Westmoreland.
All I know, I'm finna unleash the beast in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, he got some good shit. Randy Westmoreland, he got some good shit unleashed. For them turbos and shit. And nitrous too, he got banking system.
Kind of, man, the thing is, you got to be up on this shit. Because this shit changing damn near daily, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look how fast people going from last year to this year.
Yeah.
Brian McGee. Is it Brian? Y'all see how fast Brian McGee going?
Yeah, he was flying.
That shit is
crazy. No, he's not. What he flashed on the board now?
Shit, Brian McGee flashed a damn 20 something, didn't he?
I think he won a 25 when I was playing.
On a 275, I think.
Yeah, on a 275.
Shit.
That's flying.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
that man last year was running, what, 40s or 50s? No, 40s?
Yeah.
That man picked up a number and a half, man. Two numbers, really.
Yeah, I think he won a 25 in Hollis Springs, something like that.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
He got that bitch rolling. Now, I mean, just smooth.
Ain't that, son? And that's what I said, a lot of times the fastest pads are going to be the smoothest pads. Well, sometimes the mother don't look like they do it, she's going to be the motherfucker getting it, boy.
Yeah,
they be getting it.
He pulled that bitch back around and come to the starting line like he got a turbo car. So I don't know how to get it ready or nothing. I don't know what he be doing over there. When that motherfucker trying to come up, that bitch be rolling.
That's crazy, man. A nitrous car on 275.
What my buddy doing? I ain't seen him in a while. Maybe y'all can tell what that in Maryland. Old Ricky Falk. He a bad motherfucker, too, on that goddamn radio track. Ain't nobody heard from him? Nobody know what's going on? I gotta call him up tomorrow. I think him and Brian be networking together. They be telling each other little secrets and shit. But hey, that goddamn Rick ain't no joke, boy. That the one somebody where he gonna beat you the gangster boo that time.
Mm-hmm.
What? What, girl? I'm on the phone. Talking to daddy. Y'all hear some 10 months older than my daddy.
Daddy daycare.
Oh yeah. Yo, Ricky, they doing the damn thing with that mustache. I think they got a new one now that they done brought out. Yep.
All right, Seth, gonna get good real fast.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What's next?
We're still on the ball?
Hold on,
DJ Butt Naked Rick.
Hey, what's going on?
Happy belated birthday, Uncle Larry.
Thanks, man.
I thought I was going to get a chance to get me a piece of birthday cake on the 26th of July, but unfortunately, Dollar Bill is going to be busy, so we'll just wait until after the 26th, and I'll just have a late piece of birthday cake. That's all.
Fall on it.
All righty, man.
So I had to come
what's
in and
on
pay
your,
my dues,
mind,
but nigga, you know I'm going to come
mind,
pay
Uncle
my
Larry?
Dues, man.
Ah? Do what, Larry?
I said, you know I'm going to come in and pay my dues. I had to come in and pay my dues, man, and say hi to all of y'all, man. That's what I do.
All right. Okay. Not a problem. Appreciate
it.
Always.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
When our main
y'all
support,
doing good, though, huh?
When our main support, the one that helped keep us on the air, we almost went to extinction.
Damn sure
we had a radio star. We had everybody in Chicago. Y'all please keep DJ Butt Naked on there.
He sure did, man. He did.
Hey, we couldn't buy a damn audience.
Yeah, but we got it done, though. That's what counts. We got it done.
Yeah, we really appreciate everybody called listening, man. We, like I said, ain't nothing nobody do for no money. Don't nobody do it for no money. We all do it because this is what we love to do.
Exactly. That's it.
Where's
Leroy doing, man? He doing all right?
That's the car from North Carolina.
Who is it? Dollar B. What car?
Yeah, the storm. Whatever some kind of storm he's supposed to be.
Bad storm.
Yeah, bad storm.
I ain't tell you, bad storm called me out, but Nick.
Nah, you ain't tell me about that.
Because ain't nothing to tell about.
Boy, you are.
Nah, it sounds like he'll do something, but I mean, I don't know. You know, I guess he said, I was a fake race or whatever. I don't race or whatever. Something he said, I don't know. You know how some people get out of pocket every now and then. It is what it is. I look over there at Holly Springs, give me some free money.
Well, I had to come in and speak to y'all, man. I'm going back on mute, man. Get back in here and get busy.
We appreciate
all
it.
All right, by time for that
it.
Fishing, ain't it, Larry? By time for that fishing, ain't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That's I ain't been able to do that, man. We've been so busy, man, trying to get stuff together, man. You know, when you got one car and you got one car and it go down, you have to step out the game for a while. And when you come back, you want to make improvements. You don't want to just rush and run back because, you know, if you're coming in there with anything less than 100%, woo-hoo, these guys is not playing out here. These guys is riding. So you got to do
Uncle
what you got to do.
Uncle Larry, preaching. Say it again, Uncle Larry. If you bring your ass to these racetracks, don't come out here half-assed, hucking and bucking.
No. No.
Have your shit together.
That's
don't
right.
come out there. Don't come out here coulda, woulda, wish or shoulda. Be ready.
But you see what Wiggum do. Wiggum got one, and when one go down, they got another one to keep them going until they get the other one back up. You know, and that's
I ain't got that.
That's what it's all about, especially if you really love the game. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
they
got to make
action,
the moves,
they love
man.
To bring action, so that's good when you have a team. You got multiple cars, and you always gonna be able to bring some action. But you gotta understand, if you got one car, they got several cars. So if you got one car, you need to make sure your one car is up to par.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Bud Nugget, DJ, appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to get on off here, man, and I'm going to let y'all go ahead on and finish with the show.
All right,
man, we're
going
to get ready to shut it down in a minute. I appreciate you calling in, man. Not a problem. Tell them grandkids
right.
Hello.
You know it.
All right, DJ, and I guess we'll go to the top and do final thought at 9:46. We're going to cut a little short tonight. I'd like to thank all the callers and all the fans and all the racers and everybody for calling in and supporting and, you know, giving your time from your family to listen to us and what we got to say. And I'm going to turn it over to you, DJ, and let you I'm going to give Whit his final thought first. Whit, what's your final comment for tonight?
Hey, you got another hour and a half to go. You ain't getting off yet. Get Mark.
Y'all hit Terry up here.
I got him.
Y'all locked him in.
Go ahead,
y'all locked this bad soul up too, Terry.
Yep.
What in the world going
for
on with bad soul? Bad souls are crazy, man. I'm not gonna call the bad crazy, but if he tried to race, I guess we'll see if he tried to race for real here in a minute. That's the damn show.
What they got locked in for, DJ?
He had a nice small block call on 28.
What? Nice and small block.
Trying to go. Is he trying to go and get plenty of money?
Mm-hmm. He moved. Got one of them big small blocks. Somebody done told him.
Man,
something.
I don't care what he got. I know two trees. He just done bought two. He bought them two of the worst trees he could have even thought to bulk up 2014.
All right. Kid, give me your final comment for tonight, homie. Yeah,
but naked. When you coming up here?
Good time.
I'm coming to be here, Ray. Appreciate it, kid. Appreciate it. I'm coming to be a raise up there.
And coming to Donnie's?
So what now?
You coming to Donnie's race?
Yeah, Donnie called me. I talked with my driver. I believe we're going to make that one, too. That back
Let
to back.
Know.
I don't know how in the hell we're going to do. I might stay on up there. It's just that close.
Yeah,
might shut the shop down for a little
while. Damn, I don't know how in the hell. Y'all guys did little shit. That y'all put them other races. All three races are back to back to back.
Hey, I got a room at my house if you guys need to stay or park your trailer so you can get a home back and forth.
Okay. All right. Appreciate
out.
It. Yeah, I told B I'm firing no new goddamn truck. I ain't coming. I want me a 2011 F-350 dually.
Well, one thing about
diesel.
It, I can't drive both of them, you know. You need mine, you can grab a hold to it. I gotta go get
it. I forgot about the other little gig you got. Yeah, that'll work. We'll work. If not, I'm gonna put that bullet dog on mine. I don't wanna do all that, but I'm gonna put the bullet dog on mine. I got a 7.3. Go ahead and
catch up a
little bit.
Yeah, one thing I can do, I had my 7.3 8 years. They ain't never put me down, they ain't never gave me no problem.
Yeah, but here, you ain't hauling what I'm hauling, boy. I got some goddamn weight back there now. That means I need something new.
I ain't going to tell you now. You got goddamn a tractor trailer. Put the yo dude in there.
Yeah, and all that shit I got up in there.
You got.
I got to have something to pull. I need something with some torque.
I need a stacker. Anybody got a stacker? I'm looking for a stacker. I ain't got no lot of money. I'm looking for some, you know. It can be a damn 2002, 2001, 2000,
right
now.
Yeah, but
God damn, DJ, you need something to pull that stacker with, man.
I got some.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you like that, DJ. But what these guys want for these goddamn stackers and shit, you might well go and buy you one, homie.
My brand new, yeah. Let me tell you,
I know somebody in the racing game real well. I'll tell you about it.
I need to take.
I ain't him by his stack. I said, man, what you want for that stack? Man, that Joe gave me a goddamn prize. I said, woo. When we was in Florida,
a lot of people ain't got a clue what these things called brand new, and I'm one of them, so shit.
That Joe gave me a price on that damn stack.
I'm not getting a deal on a used one. Shoot, I can go get a new one for a couple of thousand more.
That's what I'm doing. I'm on the internet. I'm looking at them Trailer Man 17,000, 23,000. You, I like shit. I was going by me a damn new about six, seven more, eight more times. I ain't doing that.
You no, don't say no seven. You about 10 or 15 more times than motherfucker you got. Don't play.
Hey, man, you gotta stop this shit. No.
I didn't hear that damn trailer can hold them two big ass damn toys, Polaris toy, whatever thing. What the thing called you got? What they call?
I got Polaris Razor.
Two of them bitches and the car.
Shit, these ain't into that shit, man. Goddamn, put them in there and ride.
What you got, 40 foot of butt neck?
48.
Oh, damn. Should have bought you a goddamn tractor.
Oh, no. That was 48 foot.
That's what you need. You need some
fuel milk. God damn, that was 48 foot.
The only thing I like about it, though, really, I could get up in the top of the other part that's over the bed and stand straight up in that motherfucker and still don't bump my head. That'd be tall. That's a tall-ass tree.
I had to crawl up there.
Hey, DJ. Now, he said that like he's saying something. When you his height, you shouldn't bump your head at all.
Yeah. Hey, but they can go down that crawl space and stand up.
Y'all know my drown.
Like he's 6 foot or so.
My damn drown was
shorter than me. I did this shit on purpose. I said, hey, I got the fuel and everything. I said, go in there and get the battery charge. He said, where is it? He said, I don't know what's in that motherfucker. You got everything put up. I said, go in there and look in the left cabinet at the top. He came right out. You trying to be fancy, motherfucker. You fat bastard. What that? You not trying to read that damn cabinet.
Hey, DJ.
You know goddamn well I can't read that cabinet.
Hey, DJ. Mark is standing on his shoulders and they ain't going to make 10 feet.
Shit. That mobile tree. When I go in the cabinet, I got to stand on something too. I can't reach him. I cannot reach the cabinet at the top.
I tell you what the funny thing to me, when me, Butt Naked and Mark, all three of us were standing around, took all of that same damn height. and boy, all of us try to act like we taller than them. Look, I can see over your head, motherfucker. I'm sure.
Yeah, Mark's way taller than all of us. He rounded than all of us, but he ain't taller than all of
us. He damn sure more round, that's for sure.
I told that son, girl, you better get out of that truck. Got them do some push-up at night before you lay down.
He do. Push them back and forth on the table.
Yeah, drive instead of pushing that gas pedal. I ain't seen him in a minute, though.
Yeah, I ain't talking that son of a gun all week.
I ain't talked to him about a week and a half.
I am.
Yeah, that's how he did it, too.
Yeah,
that's a good dude, man. You know what I'm saying? I wish I'd met him 10 years ago.
He's a good dude. He is.
Hey, one thing.
I need you, Terry.
Hey, we're gonna try you at Diane's with our blue Mustang.
Say what now?
We want to try you at Diane's race with our blue Mustang.
Is it nitrous?
No, we don't fucking have no nitrous cars up here.
Oh, shit. Man, y'all ain't finna roll top of me with them turbo cars. We'll run an eighth of a mile.
We'll run 8 miles.
I tell you like this. If I get somebody come tune that motherfucker for me, we got a race. I might let them bring it up in the stack. I mean, we'll try to add them come in the stack. That way they can
bring
it up.
Yeah, we don't have to call it or not.
Let's see what we can do.
We'll be on 28 snow bars.
Yeah, but they got them touring playing. I know y'all don't need up there. Ain't no secrets in drag racing. You know that, right?
It ain't a turbo car.
What kind of car?
It's boosted. It's not turbo.
Same difference.
Hold on, Steven Jackson wasn't no goddamn turbo car, Terry. Don't be goddamn playing. We ain't falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
Hey, you guys with these 800-inch Pro Mod motors and these fucking 2,200-pound cars on five systems cry about turbo cars.
I don't have no 800 cubic inch motor.
And he don't weigh 2,200 now. He heavy too. He not light like that either, Terry.
He's fighting.
Damn sure ain't. Hey, Terry, I promise I'm 3,000 pounds. If we ain't 3,000 pounds, you got him win.
Shit, we're 3,000 over 3,000 pounds with a small one.
I'm over 3,000 pounds myself.
But see, y'all call a turbo or a booster car, they all like to be heavy. Match car like to be light. See, I got a mild steel cage. If I had a mild steel cage and mild steel ball, I'd be a bad ML. Right now, I'm mild steel. Let me get a chrome molly car. There's going to be some trouble. And what they tell my villain a chrome molly car.
But they going to put some molly in there.
Man, they tell my, man, them jokers telling me, goddamn, they want to charge me almost $10,000 to put the molly in there. Man,
hey, I told you a long time ago when you crashed the car to send it up here and I would take care of
you. Yeah, you told me that. You told me that. I was trying to thought I would get it back together real soon and I didn't. But I need to do something. I need to get some chrome out put in there. I sure really do. I think what I'm doing, I might do that. I found another car I want to buy.
Get some weight from some other place, but nigga, redoing that motherfucking chrome model ain't gonna make too much of no difference. It might make 100 pounds.
It'll make the car stronger.
Yeah, it might make. But he got a pretty good car now. He's built pretty good. He just probably need to get some weight from other places.
One thing about it, if you don't do that, do some other stuff. Instead of trying to get that 100, say that 100, try to save you about 300. Do that with some other stuff. Now that and some other things will make a damn difference. But I mean, cutting that one out and put a whole nother cage, you ain't talking about no few pennies. You know.
Sure, I wouldn't do that because you got a good built car. The car built good. I just give me some weight off some other places.
Oh, I have to just look and see then, see where I can get it from. If I can lose a good 200 pounds, man, a good 200, 250 pounds, I'd be a bad motherfucker.
Hey, you got steel doors? You got steel doors or fenders or anything?
Mm-mm. Nope. No steel doors, no steel fenders.
I thought your fender was steel. Fiberglass.
Oh, okay.
Showed us like fiberglass last. We was at the track.
It's fiberglass, homie. Every last bit of everything on that car, fiberglass.
From the door.
Except the quarters in the roof and the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got
some weight
floors
off
in my car.
Shit, me too.
Yeah,
it might be that big ass heavy ass motor. What you think, Whit?
The motor one, the motor one moving that motherfucker.
Yeah,
he can get some weight off of it. Though.
I'm just fucking with him. I'm just talking shit.
He can get some weight off of it though.
Yeah, there's always a way to get some weight off.
I was talking goddamn Whit's head, Jimmy. Call me at the show and send me a text message, goddamn. I damn sure get it off. If I can get 250 off of it, if I can weigh 2,600 pounds, man, I'll be a bad motherfucker. 2,600, 2,700. Yeah. I'm gonna get you. Wait a minute. Well, fellas, I guess what time is it now? This little girl of mine trying her bit to get up here. All right, DJ, we're going to do your final thought. Kid gave me heels at 10 o'clock. I got to get this baby to bed. Damn, I'm playing dead a big cat tonight. Quick, girl. DJ.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and give me your final thought. Take us out.
As always, I appreciate everybody calling in and showing us love and support. Like I said, we do this for all of y'all. It's what we do because we love it, not because we paid to do it.
We better believe it.
Said, we want to see more engagement, and don't be scared to get your ass up in that water box. If you get more respect losing than not racing at all.
True that.
That being said, we want everybody to have a good night. We'll see y'all next time.
All right. Y'all hold it down. Be easy.